My name is Vincent Alessi, and I am Senior Lecturer in Art History and Visual Arts at La Trobe University in Melbourne. For this issue of the NGV magazine, I wrote about the endless capability of clouds to mystify and inspire. Hamlet. Do you see yonder cloud that's almost in shape of a camel? Polyaenus. By the mass, and 'tis like a camel indeed. Hamlet. Methinks it is like a weasel. Polyaenus. It is backed like a weasel. Hamlet. Or like a whale? Polyaenus. Very like a whale. William Shakespeare, Hamlet, Act 3, Scene 2. From time immemorial, humans have turned their heads skywards and wondered at the magisterial nature of clouds, projecting onto them anthropomorphic readings. Like Hamlet and Polyaenus, we see animals, faces, mountains, and for the truly imaginative, superheroes and technological structures. Clouds are constantly in movement, sometimes fleeting, always morphing, and endlessly enchanting. They are soft, comforting, but also bearers of bad tidings. They are science visually manifested, cirrus, nimbostratus, cumulus. While we know how they are formed and what their role is in the ecosystem, we think of and relate to clouds in more poetic and imaginative ways. Whether is lazing on lush grass peering up at the sky, or staring out of a plane at the roof of the sky below us, our minds are filled with possibilities. Clouds are the windows to the other. Imagine worlds, far-off galaxies, religious, spiritual and creator beings, and the afterlife, home to our ancestors and dearly departed. Our experience of them remains constant throughout our lives. Regardless of age, when we stare at clouds, we are forever youthful. That child that looked up in wonder for the first time, letting their imagination roam free, remains with us. For artists, clouds have been this and more, a never-ending source of influence, inspiration, and a conceptual launchpad. Clouds have always appeared in visual culture to speak of the religious and spiritual world. Dating more than 4,000 years old, Wangina images on rock represent ancestors of the Wurra, Ngarrindjeri and Wurrumbal people of northwestern central Kimberley. The curved shape of cumulus storm clouds is echoed by the rounded head of the Wangina, a creation spirit associated with rain and seasonal regeneration. In more recent times, Western artists have depicted clouds as platforms and vehicles to heaven and the afterlife. Raphael, in his Sistine Madonna of 1512, depicts a cloud-born Mary and Christ child levitating to heaven. In Van Gogh's A Starry Night from 1889, a swirling mass of clouds makes its way across the early morning sky, celestial transportation to the afterlife. For other artists, such as John Constable and Joseph Mallord William Turner, clouds are a glorious subject requiring deep study and accurate depiction. Both made series which are encyclopedic in their breadth and scientific in their pursuit of truthful representation. Constable referred to his focused study of clouds as skying, a term which speaks to both the location of his subject and the requirement to look up and study deeply. Clouds, he wrote, are the chief organ of sentiment, and the sky is the source of light in nature and governs everything. It was a sentiment shared by Turner, whose studies of clouds began as a child at Hampstead Heath and manifested in his later works, such as the NGV's Falls of Schaffhausen from 1845, as an atmospheric storm where clouds, sky and earth become one. From the mid-20th century, clouds have come to represent modernity. Andy Warhol's seductive Silver Clouds of 1966 hinted at his fascination with fashion, cinema and the new. Silver was the future, he wrote. It was spacey, referencing the silver suits worn by American astronauts. Clouds during this period were also associated with the threat of nuclear war, the image of the mushroom cloud part of the popular imagination during the Cold War period. More recently, the threat of nuclear war has subsided, and the image of a menacing and devastating cloud has been replaced by the idea of an ethereal and invisible technological space designed to store our data. The idea of clouds, in all its manifestations, continues to influence and shape the work of contemporary artists, including Refik Anadol, Cecile Bendixson, and Jim Shaw, all represented in the NGV Triennial. Three very different artists whose practices range from painting, sculpture, to high-tech AI-inspired image-making, they relate to the history of clouds in the visual arts and, more importantly, the endless capability of them to speak poetically about our world and imagination. Cecile Bendixson's works have often been compared to poetry. Cloud Formations from 2020, supported by the Nielsen Foundation, consists of a large, hand-stitched white canopy that moves in space, catching the breeze and light as viewers move around the gallery. Aesthetically linked to the vastness and whiteness of skyward clouds, the work asks us to look closely and intimately and to consider its transitory and ephemeral nature. Dreamlike in its seductive beauty, its shifting light and shadows trigger our imagination, just as if we were lying in a sun-drenched field describing the clouded sky. Humanity's capacity for imagination has always driven Refik Anadol's work. Embracing technology, he asks us to consider our relationship with AI, supercomputers, and our endless accumulation and storage of data, so that we might imagine something else. As Anadol states, to remember better, dream better, learn better, and imagine better. Quantum Memories 2020, his monumental 10x10 meter LED work in the Triennial, is supported by Lottie and Victor Smorgon Fund, Barry Janes, and Paul Cross and NEC. It draws on the millions of images of landscapes held in the digital cloud, transforming them by use of quantum computing to create newly imagined landscapes. Like artists before him, Anadol opens up a portal to other universes, allowing us to dwell on alternative worlds and reimagining our own, both historically and into the future. Looking back and reflecting on the second half of the 20th century is a central element of Jim Shaw's Capital Visieri Appliances mural from 2011. Epic and immersive in scale, the painting depicts the United States Capitol building dwarfed by the violence of a mushroom cloud. Shaw has described growing up under the peril of a nuclear war as the biggest omnipresent threat of his youth, a feeling shared the world over by those who lived through the Cold War era. Like Anadol, Shaw's work speaks to the modern world and the endless possibilities of technology, its benefits and its destructive capacity. This painting, like many murals around the world, is political. It asks us to consider the nature of capitalism, consumerism, and the pursuit of power in our name. And while it is almost a decade old, Capital Visera Appliances mural is of utmost relevance today as we question the strength of our political systems and institutions. In their triennial works, Bendixson, Anadol and Shaw invite us to contemplate the world in which we live and also imaginary ones, both terrestrial and celestial. All three artists have created epic artworks that, like the sky above, dwarf us in scale. Their works allow us to engage with the ever-present child within, looking up at the moving clouds and seeing other places and other things. Stay still, look closely, and celebrate the joy of imagination.